Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. Local health organizations will once again gather on Friday, August 25th at Sinclair Community College for the 2017 Veterans Mental Health Summit. Organizers say the annual symposium gives numerous veterans, health, and even law enforcement groups the chance to better address the mental health care needs of veterans and their families. Jody Long is the Director of Treatment and Supportive Services at Montgomery County Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services. We spoke to her about this year's symposium.
The Dayton VA Medical Center has partnered with Montgomery County Adamus Board for several years now in hosting their annual Mental Health Summit. The VA is very interested in partnering with community organizations such as Adamus to ensure well integration of services for veterans returning to our community. The purpose of the summit is to provide education and opportunities regarding treatment services to make sure that people in the community know about the services that are available. We hope that by people attending the summit that they will be able to learn ways to prevent and reduce suicide and opiate overdose, as well as learn about what's happening in the community to address the opiate epidemic and become more aware of treatment options that and the community's response.
And so a lot of what you'll be talking about actually extends beyond veterans, but those issues are very much community-wide.
Correct. While we will be talking about some community-wide efforts, really the focus for this summit is on the veterans and the returning veterans. We have national, state, and local speakers that are deeply connected with veterans that might be also experiencing addiction that will be addressing the unique needs of veterans during this summit.
Let's talk a little bit about current services that your organization has for veterans and how you see the need for those services have changed in the last few years, if at all.
Many of Adamus's contract agencies are providers through the VA network. The VA early on understands that they don't necessarily always have the capacity to treat all of the behavioral health needs of returning veterans. And so the national VA contracts with local providers as well as provide services at the Dayton VA. There are many agencies here locally that do provide services to veterans regarding mental health and addictions services.
And as far as putting this summit together, who are some of the participants, if you can highlight or bullet point some of those for us, and tell me the reasons that they're getting involved?
In terms of, certainly veterans are encouraged to attend as well as their family members and support networks. Certainly other agencies in the community that are serving veterans, whether it is supportive agencies such as maybe a food bank or a clothing agency, but then also treatment agencies. It's really a great opportunity to link people working inside the Dayton VA with local treatment providers here in the community.
Following the summit, how will this information be used from the participating organizations and speakers, and what might we see roll out in the community for or any additional programs initiated from this?
So with the speakers, what we're going to be able to have is a nice broad view inside the VA system in terms of what prevention and treatment options are available locally within the Dayton VA office. We're also going to hear from the medical director for the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, who's going to provide some overview of what the epidemic looks like in Ohio and the local efforts. In the afternoon, we're going to have some speakers that really address the issues around those who may be faced with addiction regarding stigma and the impact that stigma has on people seeking treatment and seeking services, as well as what to do with people who have chronic pain. Many veterans come back and they do have chronic pain issues. And how do we address the chronic pain issues while not engaging in a treatment practice that would possibly lead to an opiate addiction? And so that is one of the topics for the afternoon. There's also a specific program called Reach Vet, which is really focused in on outreach to veterans and making sure that they're connected to the services that are available at the Dayton VA. In terms of future efforts, the Mental Health Summit is an annual event that the Dayton VA always hosts here locally. Adamus will continue to partner with the Dayton VA to assure that there's integration between what the Dayton VA is doing with the larger community system as a whole. In our community, we have a great network of providers, and we have a longstanding history of partnering with the Dayton VA. And so there are services available for veterans and their families. And we know that sometimes it's hard to navigate our system, but both there is a commitment from the community system as well. VA to ensure that people can navigate that and find the services that they need.
People in need of services from your organization, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact here at the Adamus Board, if someone is looking for immediate treatment services, we would encourage them to call Crisis Care at 937-224-4646. That is our hotline and crisis agency here in the community that operates 24/7 and can always assist someone finding treatment that they're looking for.
Jody Long is the Director of Treatment and Supportive Services at the Montgomery County Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services. Jody, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jody Long with the information on the 2017 Veterans Mental Health Summit at Sinclair Community College on August 25th. I'm Jerry Kenney with WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org.